Hello, and welcome to October's Rambling Audio. Wow, October was a crazy month. So much happened this month, like a lot. So I have a little bullet point list here, and I'm gonna just kind of walk you through my month and talk about some things and yeah, just ramble along like we usually do. So buckle up, because this is going to have lots of different things. So obviously October is spooky month, which was super fun. I still have some more, I have like one or two more spooky commissions I need to post, but I haven't been able to because things have been a little hectic on Twitter, but we'll get to that. But yeah, I was super excited to push for Partner Plus this month. I'm giving away merch incentives to anyone who tier 3 to my Twitch account this month, and we actually hit the numbers for Partner Plus for October, which is crazy. I was really nervous, I can't lie. I was thinking we might not do it, and I was trying to like be okay with that, you know? Like, I wanted to be okay with it. I wanted, if it didn't happen, I knew it was gonna suck, but I wanted to be okay with it. But luckily I didn't have to, you know, end up dealing with that, because we are now well over the 350 sub points that we need. I think we're at like, I don't even know, I haven't checked it today. Yesterday we were at like 370 something, which is crazy. So thank you to everyone who supported my push for that. It means a lot to me. I don't know, I've wanted it since they first announced it, and I just really, like, I don't know, something about having goals to push for is really fun and, like, encouraging, and it gets me in, like, the mindset to, like, work even harder than I already do because I want to achieve something. And, I mean, I can't lie, going from 50% revenue share to 70 is a huge incentive, and it'll just be nice to have a bigger cut of subs for a full year if I can hit it. We have to hit two more months, so you have to do it three consecutive months in a row. You have to get 350 sub points, and yeah, they all have to be self-paid. It can't be gifted or prime subs, which if those did count, I would have hit it a long time ago, but that's why I'm giving away merch incentives to tier 3s for October, November, and December. So if you still want to cash in on the October reward, you can buy tier 3 subbing today, or tomorrow, as long as it's during October, and you can get the standee. And then next month I'm going to be giving away some car peeker stickers, and I believe I might do a print as well. I'm still not dead set on it, but yeah, and then for December, two signed prints. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm really excited, and I believe in us. I'm a little nervous about, you know, being gone a while for my wedding and the honeymoon and stuff, but luckily that's like the very beginning of December, so hopefully I can like grind more towards the end of December and get the numbers up. Either way, I will do my best, because that's all I can do, you know? But yeah, and then I'm excited for January, because when January comes, everything will be calmed down, the holidays will be over, the wedding will be over, the honeymoon will be over, and as much as I'm looking forward to those things, it'll be nice to be able to, like, just get back to normal, you know, and just, like, focus on content, focus on my own life, and just having fun, and, I don't know, working, and just, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to all that. Also, me and Rev traveled to his parents for a bit. It was fun. We got lots of stuff figured out for the wedding that we needed to do. Rev got his tux. We both got our rings. And then, of course, I had to get sick because, you know, I can't travel anywhere without getting sick. So, I had a cold. I'm finally better, but God, it took forever. I definitely was also pushing myself a little too hard while I was sick, because I like what I do. That's like one of the upsides and downsides to enjoying your job, is like when you do get sick or you're out of commission, you can't work for a bit, you're like, no, I need to get back to it. And I wanted to get back to it so bad. I streamed a couple times when I was sick, but I couldn't stream all the time because I just felt like crap, honestly. And then we had our drive back home, which I was feeling a little better, but I still wasn't 100%. But that 14-hour drive turned into a 16-hour one, and I decided to do it all in one go because I'm a dummy. And I was like, stopping halfway just like sucks because you've driven so far and you just want to end up in your own bed. And so let's just go the whole way, then we don't gotta pay for a hotel, and we can just do it all one day. We'll have a good road trip day. It was in fact not a good road trip day. It was in fact 16 hours of torture. I got up at 5:30 a.m. and I didn't get home until like 11:30 p.m. and I literally cried in a Burger King for like a hot minute because we were still like 2 hours out and we had to stop to get dinner because by the time we got home everything was gonna be closed. And I literally cried in the Burger King because I was like, get me out of this hell. This car, I feel trapped, I hate it. But we ended up getting home and that was good, and we've been home. We also, a positive thing, we released our plushies, me and Rev both did, and we've sold so many. I don't know the exact number I'm at as of right now because I also haven't checked today, but I know I'm over 400, which means there's going to be a special announcement coming soon, so keep your eyes peeled. Yeah, I can't believe we sold so many plushies. I'm honestly, like, shook. I knew they would, like, do well, but I honestly didn't expect to sell this many already. And there's still, like, a good amount of days left in the campaign, so if you haven't already gotten your straw plushie yet, make sure you get one before they're gone, because with Makeshift, once they're gone, they are gone. They don't, redo the same campaign again. Especially for creators my size, I'm not super big. Maybe if I was like a huge creator, they might win one day, but yeah. So if you want one, make sure to grab one. I also released a limited edition keychain, and the pre-orders for that closed yesterday, so thank you to everyone who ordered a keychain as well. Yeah, then what else did I do this month? I had my bridal trial for my hair. To like try out what my hair is gonna look like at the wedding. I really liked it, it turned out really cute. The girl that did it was really nice too, we got along really well. And my curls held. I was kind of nervous because my hair is super long. I was nervous that the curls wouldn't hold because when I try to curl my own hair, it always falls out. But she did great, so it looked awesome. So I did that. I've been going back to the gym, so trying to eat healthier and stuff, and went to a Halloween party the other night, which was super weird, honestly. It's just, like, different getting out of my comfort zone, but it was fun. It was a good time. Getting out of your comfort zone can be hard, but good. It was weird seeing so many people from my high school, because it was one of my high school friends that threw the party, but she's the only person from high school that I still talk to. And so then to see like all these people from high school was like really weird. And yeah, it was also weird to have like, there was like one guy in particular that like used to like be like mean to me, I feel like, in high school. And he was like talking to me so much and like being so nice. And I was just like, this is weird. Does he know who I am? So, overall, just an interesting experience, but it wasn't bad, it was fun. We stayed for a few hours and just hung out, and then yesterday I visited my grandparents. I brought them some chicken pot pie that I made, and we hung out, and that was really nice. And that was a good way to end my day yesterday, because yesterday was crazy. I'm not going to talk about it too much on here, but basically I got a piece of commissioned artwork that I really liked, and based on the Japan McDonald's ad that I commissioned literally like when the original art first came out, like day one. And yeah, I don't know, Twitter people got a hold of it and just said some really crazy, like, unhinged things, and I wasn't expecting it for some reason. I guess maybe I should have, but I don't know, I really thought people were gonna just see it and be like, oh, this is cute and wholesome. I didn't expect to have people, like, saying they were gonna, like, curb stomp my child or something. I mean, obviously I don't have a child, but, like, the art was based on me and Rev and our characters and, like, a makeshift child that, like, obviously one day we're gonna have kids, so it's, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's not a real kid, but, like, it still, like, represents, like, a kid that we'll have one day. You know what I mean? So seeing people say such, like, deranged things, I was like, well, I'm right about not letting my kids be around this, because I decided a long time ago that my kids, or I should say our kids, but they're not gonna be on Twitter, they're not gonna be YouTubers, they're not gonna be, like, I'm not bringing them into all this. I've seen other creators, like, bring their kids into this shit. No. I am keeping them as far away from as possible. They're gonna know that me and Rev are, like, I don't know. I don't even know what we're gonna tell them when it comes to our work. I guess they'll know we're, like, creative people, but I think at a certain point, we'll tell them some stuff, but I don't want them knowing specifics. I don't want them seeing our content. I don't want them ever coming on here and dealing with these aunties and crazy people, because these people are unhinged. Like, they're not well. So yeah, that was my day yesterday, and the post has like over 7,000 likes, and don't get me wrong, it's like a majority of positive comments, especially after I made some posts about it. I got so much support, and I'm really grateful for it, but it sucks whenever the few people that are like crazy and saying like such insane things, like, they're so much louder, I feel like. But I'm trying to be positive. I got offline yesterday after it was bothering me, and that's when I made the pot pie and just decided to kind of like stay away from Twitter for the night, which was a good decision. And then I saw my grandparents, like I said, which was nice. And you know, I definitely am developing thicker skin over time. This is not how I would have handled this a few years ago. I would have really had like a major breakdown and like freaked out, and nobody even wants to know what I probably would have done a few years ago. It wouldn't have been good. But I guess I've grown a lot in the last few years, and I don't know, I guess like being somewhat in the public eye, not that I'm like super famous or anything, but having like people watching you and having opinions about you and they don't know you, and assuming things about me and my relationship and all these things, like, it sucks. I was thinking about it yesterday and I was like, I don't think human beings are meant to have this much attention on them. And I was thinking about like 100 years ago when people used to live on like farms in the middle of nowhere, and like they would not even be able to comprehend what this drama is. And I'm like, I feel like that's what our brains are conditioned for. They're not conditioned for all this. But yeah, trying to move on and be positive and just turn it into good things from all the support and everything, with making my schedule for this week. And I recorded 3 things before this. This is my 4th recording today. I'm done after this as far as recordings go for today. I wrote an original script for a Halloween audio, so you can expect to hear that tomorrow, or it might come on Patreon tonight, I don't know. It'll be on YouTube definitely tomorrow, definitely on Patreon by tomorrow. And I recorded some other things. I recorded the Patreon exclusive. And yeah, got lots of hard work to do, but I'm determined to grind and to get it all done. And just to have a good time. And a good month, and a good day, and a good year. And just have a good time with you guys. So, and that's all I have for this rambling audio. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting me so much. Because if you are listening to this, that means you are supporting me, like, a lot. And I really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to me ramble about random things in my life. And I'll be back next month with, I'm sure, lots more to say. Okay. Bye.